Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving into something near and dear to all of us, relationships. Not talking about your crazy aunt Mildred or that one coworker who microwaves fish. I mean those deep connections with friends, family, even romantic partners. Relationships can be amazing, right? They bring joy, support, and make life a whole lot richer. But they can also be, well, let's just say they can get messy. Ever felt that frustration when someone doesn't seem to get you? You know that feeling when you're pouring your heart out and it just bounces off their wall of indifference? That's where stoicism comes in. It might sound like some ancient philosophy only nerds who wear togas are into, but trust me, the Stoics had some seriously solid wisdom about relationships. Today, we're gonna unpack some key principles that can help us build stronger, more fulfilling connections, even when life throws a curveball. First up, focus on what you can control. This is like the golden rule of Stoicism, and it applies to everything in life, especially relationships. You can't control how someone else acts or reacts, but you can control your own actions and reactions. Think about it. When you get upset by something someone says, are you reacting impulsively or pausing to consider their perspective? Next up, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to understand their motivations, their fears, their dreams. It doesn't mean agreeing with them, but truly seeing things from their point of view can help build bridges and resolve conflicts more effectively. Third, cultivate gratitude. This might sound cheesy, but seriously, be thankful for the good stuff in your relationships. A listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, someone who makes you laugh, these are precious gifts. When you focus on the positives, it shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the people in your life even more. Now, communicate openly and honestly. Don't bottle things up or let resentment fester. Have those tough conversations, but do them with kindness and respect. Express your needs clearly and listen attentively to what the other person is saying. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Finally, remember that relationships take work. Just like a garden, they need tending and nurturing. Put in the effort to spend quality time together, create shared experiences, and show your loved ones that you care. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're having dinner with your partner, and things are tense. Maybe work has been stressful, or there's been some unspoken tension simmering between you both. You might feel like snapping back at each other, getting defensive, even withdrawing completely. But what if instead of reacting impulsively, you took a deep breath and remembered those Stoic principles? Instead of launching into a tirade about their messy socks, we've all been there. Try to understand why they might be stressed. Maybe they had a tough day at work too. Communicate your own feelings honestly but calmly, expressing how their actions make you feel without blaming them. Focus on finding solutions together, like scheduling some quality time to de-stress or just sharing a laugh over a silly meme. So, the Stoic approach to relationships boils down to this. Be in control of yourself, practice empathy, appreciate the good stuff, communicate openly and honestly, and remember that it takes work. By integrating these principles into your daily interactions, you can build stronger, more resilient connections that weather any storm. Remember, life throws curveballs, but how we respond to them defines who we are. Choose to respond with wisdom, compassion, and a whole lot of grace. Take those Stoic insights and put them into action today. Share this episode with someone you care about, leave a review if you're feeling generous, and join the conversation on social media using #calmandconfident. Let's build a world where relationships are truly fulfilling and supportive. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep those connections strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.